Welcome to Bicycle Retail Radio, the bicycle industry podcast that brings retailers, vendors, advocates, and thought leaders to the mic for honest discussions about the latest issues facing retailers while taking an in-depth look at the person within the profession.
Registration is officially open, and we want you to join us for the second annual NBDA Retailer Summit, May 22nd and 23rd in Bentonville, Arkansas. Our 2024 program features two dynamic days of presentations, panel discussions, and breakout sessions aimed to unite retailers and suppliers in conversation. Tickets include an event gift bag, tailored educational events, networking cocktail event and select meals, early access to the Bentonville Bike Fest, not to mention ample riding time on world-class trails. You won't want to miss it, so don't. Get registered today at nbda.com.
Welcome to the Friday Flex version of Bicycle Retail Radio, produced by the National Bicycle Dealers Association. The Friday Flex is a weekly pointed digest of inspirational and actionable insights you can implement today to take your business to the next level. This is NBDA President Heather Mason. Specialty bicycle retailers are the heart of the cycling industry, and since 1946, the NBDA has existed to strengthen these businesses through education, research, communication, and advocacy. The NBDA is a nonprofit supported by the membership of participating retailers and industry partners. If you're not already a member, join today. Head over to nbda.com to learn more. Okay, in today's Friday Flex, we're going to talk about positioning high-margin inventory to drive additional sales. Retailers face the challenge of maximizing profitability, and strategic placement and marketing of high-margin inventory can significantly impact revenue and customer engagement. So today, I have six tips for you to consider when positioning high-margin inventory. Let's dive in. The first one is to identify high-traffic areas. I'm looking for you to place high-margin items in high-traffic areas within the store to increase their visibility and exposure to customers. Those areas could include entranceways, near checkout counters, or in display windows. By capturing the attention of shoppers as they come in or leave your store, you can increase the likelihood of impulse purchases. The second one is around cross-merchandising. I'd like you to utilize cross-merchandising techniques to pair high-margin items with complementary products. So for example, if you're selling a high-margin bicycle helmet, consider displaying them alongside bicycles or other cycling accessories such as clothing. This approach encourages customers to make those additional purchases while enhancing the perceived value of the main product. Third, create eye-catching displays. It might be nice to invest in visually appealing displays that highlight and features the benefits of these high margins inventory items. You can use signage, you can use product demonstrations, or other interactive elements to attract customer attention and showcase the unique selling points of these items. Additionally, rotating displays or seasonal themes can keep the presentation fresh and encourage repeat visits. Fourth is around bundled deals. So creating bundles of high margin items with lower margin products or services can create additional value and drive customers to purchase. For instance, offer a package including a high margin bicycle with accessories or maintenance services or extended warranties such as the Rides program. Bundling encourages customers to buy multiple items at once while increasing the overall profitability of the single transaction. Okay, fifth, it revolves around our digital channels. We can use our online platforms and digital marketing channels to promote the high margin inventory to a wider audience. I'd like you to take the high margin inventory item and create engaging product listings. You can leverage your social media to showcase product features. You can take customer reviews on the product or even staff reviews and highlight those. You want to also consider targeted email campaigns to reach customers who have shown interest in similar products, or just a general targeted email campaign about the high margin item. And finally, this is super important. It should actually start with this. Educate your sales staff. I'd like you to provide comprehensive training to sales staff to equip them with the knowledge and skills to effectively sell the high margin inventory. Train your staff which items make you the most margin. Empower them to engage customers, address concerns, and upsell additional products or services that complement the main purchase. Encourage staff to highlight the value prop of the high margin items and tailor recommendations based on customer needs and preferences. I know there's a lot here, but in conclusion, positioning high margin inventory requires a very strategic approach that involves optimizing the visibility of it, creating value-driven offers, leveraging your digital channels to promote, and training your sales staff. By implementing these strategies, you can capitalize on the profitability of these high-margin items and drive additional sales while also enhancing the overall customer experience. You got this. Hey, the membership, we thank our membership base. Membership to the MBDA is open to retailers, industry suppliers, advocacy groups, organizations, and individuals. If you're not already a member, do so today at nbda.com. Membership not only supports your business, but the industry at large. While you're on the MBDA website, sign up for our free newsletter to stay up to date with our complete calendar of events. And if you'd like to support the show, don't forget, leave a review. Go ahead, tap that 5-star, leave a comment. I personally love to see when those comments come up. And you can share your favorite episode with friends. Thank you for listening. Now go be great.
Thank you for listening to Bicycle Retail Radio. This podcast is designed specifically for the bicycle industry, dedicated to strengthening our retailers and cycling community. If it is your first episode, we urge you to take the time and listen to our past episodes.